In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Jack Arvin, age 84, of Campbellsville, died Friday in Elizabethtown. Survivors include his wife, Catherine Boston Arvin, two sons and two daughters, Jackie Arvin and wife Diana of Campbellsville, Tommy Arvin and wife Vicky of Illinois, Pam Velker and husband John, and Kimberly Arvin of Louisville. 9 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jack Arvin will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Gideon Bibles. Mrs. Velma Mae Despain, age 58, of Hodgenville, died last Monday at her residence. Survivors include her husband, MacArthur Despain, her mother, Opal Thompson of Hodgenville, one son, Chris Despain, and his wife, Margaret of Buffalo, one brother, Roger Dwayne Thompson, and his wife, Rita of Buffalo, 3 grandchildren. Mr. Roger Daniel Despain, age 37, of Hodgenville, died last Monday at his residence. Survivors include his father, MacArthur Despain, one brother, Chris Despain, and wife, Margaret of Buffalo, grandmother, Opal Thompson of Hodgenville. Joint funeral services for Velma Mae Despain and Roger Daniel Despain will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Billy Howell Funeral Chapel in Hodgenville with burial in the Pleasant Ridge Separate Baptist Church Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Despain Memorial Fund at the Bank of Buffalo. Mrs. Georgia Mitchell Paxton, age 88, of Campbellsville, formerly of Greensburg, died Sunday at Sunrise Manor Nursing Home in Hodgenville. She is survived by one brother, Shively Mitchell of Campbellsville, two sisters, Hortense McMahon of Campbellsville, and Luella Ronald Cheney of Greensburg. Funeral services for Georgia Mitchell Paxton will be Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time at the Calvert and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greensburg Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Calvert and Parrott Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.